Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building a Roller Tactics style DJ intro modulation in Ableton Live 12, aimed squarely at jungle and old school D&B energy. The idea here is simple, but the execution matters. We want an intro that mixes cleanly, breathes properly, and still feels like a real record before the drop arrives. Not a dead loop, not a random wash, something dark, controlled, and full of intent. Think of this as a booth tool first, and a payoff second. The intro has to give a DJ space to blend, but it also has to tell the listener, very early on, what kind of track they're stepping into. That means motion, tension, and character. The trick is to make it evolve without burning the drop too soon. Start by deciding how much room the intro needs. For a tougher roller or jungle cut, 16 bars can beat enough if the idea is already strong. If you want more mix utility, go 32 bars. A good way to think about it is in blocks. The first 8 bars are your sparse mix-in. The next 8 or 16 bars introduce more motion. Then you build toward the pre-drop cue and the first impact. Why this works in D&B is because phrasing matters a lot. DJs need predictable structure, especially in old-school and jungle-informed records. If the intro is too chaotic, it becomes hard to mix. If it's too static, it feels like filler. So we want repeatable logic, but with enough modulation that the section feels alive. Now bring in your break. Amen. Think, whatever your main source is, keep the intro version simpler than the full drop version. Chop it in simpler or in the clip editor, and keep only the essential parts. A main snare or ghost snare, a kick or tom pulse, a few top-end ticks, maybe one or two fill hits. That's enough to start. For processing, keep it controlled. A gentle high pass with EQ at around 30 to 40 Hz if needed, a little drum bus for grit, a touch of saturator for edge, and only light compression if you really need it. The point is to preserve transient hierarchy. Jungle and old school intros feel convincing, because the break still has shape. The snare must stay readable. The groove must breathe. What to listen for here is whether the intro still has attitude without becoming dense. If the first 8 bars already feel like a drop, you've probably pushed too much energy too early. Back off, and let the section invite the mix instead of demanding attention immediately. Next, add a tonal bass fragment. This is not the full bass statement yet. It's a hint, something like a filtered res, a narrow growl, or a low mid motif that answers the break without taking over the mix. You can build this with operator, wave-eatable, or analog, but keep it disciplined. If you want more old-school jungle flavor, go with a detuned saw or res idea. Filter it down hard, and keep the note range tight, maybe just 1 to 3 notes. If you want a darker roller feel, use a more restrained bass stab or moving low-mid texture. Slightly longer notes, less obvious pitch movement, more pressure. A solid chain here is auto-filter first, then a bit of saturator, maybe EQ8, and utility at the end. If the bass will eventually carry the sub, keep it narrow or even mono right away. Don't let it spread out just because it sounds exciting in headphones. Club translation is the real test. What to listen for is whether the bass feels connected to the break without stealing the intro's job. It should suggest wait, not own the room. If the bass is already the loudest personality in the section, the DJ intro stops functioning like an intro. Now the real movement starts. Automation. But keep it disciplined. In this style, the best modulation usually happens in 4-bar logic, not random knob motion. Think in measured changes. A filter opening over 8 or 16 bars. A few short reverbs send spikes on selected snare hits. One delay throw on a final fill. Tiny gain shifts if needed. Nothing too dramatic. You do not need to automate everything. In fact, one strong movement is often better than 5 weak ones. A single filter curve can carry the whole emotional shape, if the source material is strong enough. The other lanes should support that movement, not compete with it. Why this works in D&B is because tension often comes from controlled spectral reveal. You're not changing the groove drastically. You're changing how much of the groove the listener is allowed to hear. That's a very powerful trick in jungle and roller arrangements. What to listen for as the automation moves is whether the intro feels like it's inhaling. That's a good sign. If it sounds like you're just wiggling controls, simplify it. If it sounds frozen, make the bar-to-bar contrast stronger. Once the break and bass are talking to each other properly, check the pocket. Even if your full drop isn't finished yet, put a drum bus or a basic kick snare framework underneath and make sure the intro still sits. This is where timing matters. In Ableton, a few milliseconds can change whether a chopped hit feels locked or sloppy. Nudge slices if needed. Adjust clip start points. Small edits go a long way. If the track leans more jungle, let the break feel conversational. Ghost notes, tiny fills, off-grid snips. If it leans more roller, keep it heavier and straighter, and let the tension come more from the filter and arrangement. Neither approach is wrong. Choose based on the vibe of the tune. At this point, a really strong move is to resample a few bars of the moving section. Create the filtered break, or the break and bass together, or a transition tail. This turns your live modulation into audio you can edit like arrangement material. That's a very advanced workflow advantage in Ableton. Once printed, you can process the bounce again. Maybe a QA to clean up junk below 120 Hz if it's just transitional. Maybe a short echo throw. Maybe a small reverb tail. Maybe a second filter sweep. The printed version often feels more believable, because the motion is now part of the audio, not just the automation lane. A good coach tip here is to name your prints clearly. Something like intro break print 16B or pre-drop smear 1. It sounds basic, but it keeps you fast when the arrangement gets busy. And speed matters when you're shaping the front end of a DNB record. Now think like a DJ. The intro has to be mixable. That means the first half needs enough space for another record to sit on top. Avoid excessive bright hats and avoid cluttered low mids. Leave spectral room. If you want the intro to be more booth-friendly, keep the top end softer for longer. If you want it to feel more like a mini performance, let the percussion become more explicit later on. What to listen for is simple. Can you hear the groove even when the bass is muted? If yes, the intro has a real rhythmic spine. If not, it's leaning too hard on tone and not enough on phrase logic. That's a very useful check. For the pre-drop, don't just get louder. Reveal in stages. Open the break brightness first. Bring the bass fragment forward. Then pull both away right before the impact. A short snare fill, a reverse tail, or one final delay throw can do a lot here. But protect the first drop hit. If the intro uses too much transient energy or too much reverb spill, the drop will feel smaller, even if the MIDI is strong. That's one of the biggest mistakes in this style. People forget that subtraction creates power. In old school and jungle adjacent DNB, two clean bars before the drop can hit harder than adding another layer. Darkness is often about negative space. Before you commit, check mono. Collapse the low end and make sure the intro still holds together. Watch for widening on the bass fragment, facey hats from overdone effects, or low mid buildup around 150 to 350 Hz. That band can get muddy fast, especially in mix-in sections. If the intro falls apart in mono, the core identity is probably living too much in stereo effects instead of rhythm and tone. Narrow the bass, simplify the returns, clean up the transitional audio, and here's a really important mindset. Treat the intro like a mixing instrument. If a section only sounds good in solo, it's probably too detailed for its job. In a DNB context, the test is whether it can survive underneath another tune for 16 bars without becoming clutter. That's the real standard. A useful workflow is to work in paired passes. First, build the groove and harmonic cue, then print it. Then make one structural change only. That keeps the intro stable and stops you from endlessly tweaking automation while the section is still undefined. Advanced arrangement often gets cleaner when you stop treating every lane as live until the end. If you get stuck between two versions, keep the one with the cleaner first 8 bars. DJs need a readable entry point more than they need constant movement. The last 4 or 8 bars can carry more drama. The front end must breathe. You can also think of the intro like a phrase ladder. First phrase, establish the booth space. Second phrase, introduce identity. Third phrase, create tension. Final phrase, remove a layer and point directly at the drop. That structure is stronger than just making everything louder every 8 bars. A nice advanced variation is to make the intro feel almost ghosted at first. Very light break transients, barely their ambience, and then let the groove arrive late. Or do the reverse pressure idea, where you start with slightly more harmonic information and strip it away before the drop. Or use call and response between the break and bass fragment. All of these work if you keep the low end disciplined and the phrasing clear. What to listen for in all of this is the relationship between tension and readability. If the intro is exciting but confusing, simplify it. If it's readable but dead, add one more layer of motion or one more printed transition. Keep adjusting until it feels booth ready. So the goal is not to create a giant wall of sound. The goal is to create a controlled modulation path that gives the DJ room, gives the track identity, and makes the drop feel earned. Use a skeletal break, a restrained bass hint, deliberate automation, and tight mono discipline. Let the motion be clear. Let the low end stay clean. Let the phrasing work like a proper record. Your challenge now is to build the 16-bar version. Keep it simple. One break, one bass fragment, no more than 3 automation lanes. and at least one resample transition print. Give yourself 8 bars of mix in, 4 bars of rising motion, 4 bars of pre-drop tension, and 1 clear drop cue at the end. Then do the mono check. Mute the bass fragment and see if the groove still works. If it does, you're in the right zone. That's the lesson. Make it mixable, make it evolve, and make the drop feel bigger because of what came before it. Now go build the intro, print the best transition, and push it until it feels like a real Roller Tactics opener.